Good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, February 14th, 2022 to order, 6:30 p.m. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tamani.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present, so we will move forward. First item on the agenda is an opening prayer. Mr. Mooney, if you lead us in an opening prayer, please remain standing for the prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you bless us with, the opportunity that we have together to discuss the business and dealings of our town. Just want to take a moment and thank you for everything that you do for us, our citizens, and our town. And I ask that you just be with us tonight as we discuss the things that are going on, and that you will lead and guide our discussion. It's in your name that we pray.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Okay, first item under the agenda is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward, you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It will be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we modify the agenda tonight. Instead of going through the normal reports, let's go through reports for Public Works, Treasurer Clerk, Fire Department, if they're present, and then we have reason going immediately into closed session. I'll make a motion that we go in that order, please.
Does Will need to, do you have anything to discuss?
Not.
We can come back with those if we need to.
All right.
Second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have an agenda. Okay, on that agenda as amended, it's Public Works first. Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I got on the report for May and said, the wind and jetted the sewer line on Elder Lane the prior week. Sewer line at the town hall. Repaired leak at Bontown and Trade Park. We took the fire hydrant out that was leaking on Lincoln Street. We jetted the sewer line on Quillen Road. Repaired leak on Salem Street. Repaired leak on 4th Street. Repaired leak at the Lays Building. We went and put in a pump at the Corner Town Pump Station, replaced the setter on 415 Central Street, and patched a hole right here on Front Street, which we need to put a little bit more coal patch in. We don't still got the little hump in. Can't do anything too good until
weather
changes. Open up. We went and jetted the sewer line at Miners Bank. We repaired a water leak at the Sheffield Apartments, 2-inch. We went and worked on the water line at Crane's Nest. We went and jetted the sewer line on Driftfield Drive, and we did 144 work orders. That's all. That's all.
Okay, questions for Mr. Livingston?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Tell me again where that fire hydrant was taken out of.
Right here on Lincoln Street up there.
Where the bridge is?
Yeah, where the bridge is.
Yep. Have we got a replacement for it? Or?
Yeah, when they put that new water line in, they're going to put another one in.
Anything else?
The pump stations out Sheffield and in there, have we been still regularly pulling them up and cleaning them?
Yes, we have.
All looking good. Good deal. That was probably my only one.
Jeff, you're keeping kind of track of what's going on with the water project, correct? I know you've been up that way several times.
Yeah, I've been going up.
Can you kind of give council an update of what you've seen as far as what they've got accomplished so far?
Yeah.
It's like that's kind of comes into place with that fire hydrant. So that's the reason I ask you kind of just let everybody know what's going on.
Okay. don't have that with me tonight.
Just off the top of your head.
What are they doing?
Oh, you're talking about the water line?
Are they cleaning in the mud?
Yeah. They put the 12-inch duct berm, and they already started putting pipe in already. They got from the Y almost down to, what they call the ridge up there?
Del Ridge.
Yeah, Del Ridge. They up there, they had to stop because they ran into that gas line up there, and they wouldn't let them put no more pipe. They wouldn't let them put no more pipe in until they get the guy there, you know, so he can be there when they start digging, so they won't hit that line.
I've got a question on that, Jeff. Right there, you know where the railroad tracks went up at the Del Ridge, you know? You know that little belly on the right hand side, the side of the, that metal building that belonged to whoever that?
Mm-hmm.
On the VIC property?
They're talking about Clark Sands.
Yeah, Clark Sands.
Yeah, Clark Sands.
Well, now there's a sewer line goes down that valley down through there. How far does it come up to the road?
It goes all the way up there near the bridge.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It goes all the way down, up to the bridge, go all the way down at the corner, all the way down behind the VIC, and then it goes down.
Well, what I'm saying is there's a new piece that's been put in by Miles Franks. You remember when he had that?
Yeah,
it's in that.
It's in that area. Yeah, they got one manhole.
Yeah.
I think it's a manhole up there.
Does it come up near the road or what?
It's right on the side of the bridge, yeah.
The water line's on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, any additional questions, Mr. Livingston? Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I'm including a copy of our federal accounts payable due in the amount of $30,055.08. I've included a copy of our interim accounts payable in the total of $108,993.89. You have two copies of the meeting minutes, two are for January 10th regular meeting and January 25th workshop meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, February 11th was $331,366.85. We had $15,262.53 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $30,055.08, leaving a balance of $286,049.24. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $11,816.11, and today's deposit was $12,412.66, for a combined total cash availability of $310,278.01. In your reports, you also have copies of total cash availability reports for all the month of January, as well as for February current, and the cash availability comparison report. I've also included copies of our most recent credit card statement for the Truist corporate cards and the Food City gas statement. At the very back of those reports, I've included the workshop amounts for that day. Since I wasn't here, but Jeff said I didn't have to go over them.
No, this has got us up to date, so should be fine unless anybody's got a question about those. Okay, questions for Mrs. Sharp?
I don't know who they're for. Just a minute. You're okay while I'm looking for you. What is KVAT food stores? Is that Food City?
Yes. Hey, Matt.
That's our gas card.
So yeah. That's the gas cards there? Mm-hmm. All of those? I make a motion we accept the total accounts payable as presented.
Okay, there's a motion, and I'll second that motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then you need the interim accounts payable, correct?
I'll make that into a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due, or payable.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the interim accounts payable as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then you need the approval of the January 10th, 2022 regular meeting minutes, correct?
I make a motion to accept the January 10th, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Okay, motion and second to approve the January 10th, 2022 regular meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then,
yeah, Carlos abstain.
Okay, and then the last one you need from us is the January 24, 2022 regular workshop, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Make that into a motion, January 24th, 2022 workshop meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the January 24, 2022 workshop meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Thank you. Anything else you need from us tonight?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we don't have the fire department present tonight, so we're expense of that report. I think there's some information in your packet on that. Okay. We do have reason to go into closed session. We're going into closed session early tonight. So I'm making a motion that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coben personnel, specifically police department, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with the legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion second. Okay, we've got a motion going to closed session. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in closed session.